Renowned Australian world music star Mitch Tambo has just announced the release of his latest music project, Tambo Jams Volume 1, a transcending collection of instrumental soundscapes that defies genre boundaries and celebrates cultural diversity. And I'm thrilled to say that Mitch has just joined us to give us some insights into Tambo Jams Volume 1. Yama, and welcome again.
Yama, my brother, you've been riding with me since day one, so I really appreciate the support and really pumped to have Tambo Jams out. It's an incredible body of work, making up 60 tracks in this volume that's crossing all genres, from reggae, dance music, world-style music, hip-hop, country music, the list goes on. We're doing it, and it's an instrumental body of work. There's no singing on this one, and it's a project that was birthed during COVID where I was just jamming out with a good mate of mine, Reese Tolhurst. Said, bros, I just want to jam. Let's do this. And, you know, we just explored different genres and just had fun. You know, a couple of the songs took off, had a large amount of views, and a lot of people were like, man, I want to listen to this. You know, can we listen to it? And I just said to my team, let's just drop it. Let's put it out there. We didn't try to rework it, change anything. It's rough. It's raw. It's essentially like an old school, almost like, you know, just a body of work drop, just a drop of demos, a drop of concepts, a drop of ideas. And we just put it out like that and didn't overthink it. People resonated to them because of how we did it, I suppose. So we didn't change it. And we've just dropped it as is. It's a 60-track body of work that covers a multitude of genres. And it's just sort of one big party. And, you know, there's lots of sort of concepts and ideas, so many different, you know, things that I've been through in life, but also just fun moments and things that, you know, are just fun. Like there's this epic country trap song that to me, it just should be on like an old school McCain ad. You know, you can see the old broken down, rusted windmill, a storm's coming, people sitting on the old front veranda. And it's, you know, it's just things that are just fun and wacky and cool as well. So, yeah.
It's not just about, you know, instrumental soundscapes. A key star in these soundscapes is the Yidaki, the didgeridoo. Has anyone ever done this kind of music before with this powerful instrument?
Look, you know what it is with the Yidaki, the oldest wind instrument in the world. You know, shout out to all the mob up there in Yolngu country, Arnhem Land, top end. I'm really blessed to be playing this instrument as a proud Gimilaray man and crossing different genres. And you know what, there's been obviously didges made its way into heaps of dance music and underground sort of themes. But in terms of crossing this many genres in a body of work, from what I'm aware of, it's pretty groundbreaking, first of its kind, this project. So really happy to have it out.
When researching for this conversation, I spoke to colleagues around NITV and SBS, and one of our colleagues in the Macedonian program asked about circular breathing. Playing the didgeridoo involves circular breathing, and they have a musical instrument back in Macedonia called the zurdla. Can you tell us a little bit more about the circular breathing?
Basically, circular breathing is just breathing in the nose, out the mouth at the same time. Some people can do it straight away. Others, you've got to work up to it. And it's just really being able to obtain and build those cheek muscles so they can hold the air and let it go all in one go. And it's called circular because it's forever flowing. It doesn't stop. It's a breathing that's in the mouth, out the nose, in the nose, out the mouth at the same time, no stopping, which keeps the instrument playing. And we generally sort of situate all our breathing and, you know, rhythm. Sorry, we situate all our rhythms around the breathing. And it's quite unique, I suppose, isn't it, to not stop breathing and to keep it going. But for us, I suppose, it's just what we do. But when you start to talk people about it, they're like, wow, what? That's different. So, yeah.
And can anyone learn about this technique at any age, or you've got to start when you're still young, when your muscles are still, or when once you've acquired some, some muscle strength, you cannot train to play this instrument anymore?
Look, I think anyone can have a go at circular breathing. You know, as young as you want, you can start by just messing around with straws and blowing bubbles into a cup and just try not to stop blowing bubbles, keep the bubbles going. But in terms of obviously the Yidaki, that's cultural protocols and customary laws around that, and only certain people will play it dependent upon, you know, those cultural laws. So, yeah.
Yeah. Now, going back to Jams, Tambo Jams Volume 1, you've named some of the 60 tracks. I've actually had a privilege of listening to them. And some are named after your family, your wife, singer, voice of Lele, and your four daughters. What's it like being the only block in a house of five females?
Oh, man, you know what? It's an amazing learning curve, and it's a beautiful learning curve. I think, yeah, there's so much to be said about being in my position. You know, just, you know, having a household full of beautiful women, young women and girls is just, yeah, it's a lovely experience.
Yeah. The music scene is so different these days compared to a few years back. Why is it important to keep evolving?
I mean, I think it's just good to keep evolving, just being an artist, eh? I mean, you know, the scene's forever changing and evolving, and I think it's just been like that since the dawn of time. But obviously with technology, it's really changed the artist's life. But for me, I think it's just about, you know, I don't want to be continually boxed in. And unfortunately, the style of artist I am, I'm continually boxed in and continually subtly told where my music fits and where it should belong. And that's just not the case, nor it is the truth. It's just all these values and ideologies that have been birthed upon stereotypes that try to box and confine you into one sort of corner of the world. And I just think my music, my culture, it's world class, and it belongs and fits and has a place everywhere. So why not just celebrate that? And it's not like I'm going out of my way to go, I'm doing something different, I'm going to show you what. I'm just doing what I'm doing because it's who I am, and who I am and what I'm putting out to the world is just something that's universal and shouldn't be boxed in. And I hope through me continually trying to stay true to who I am and being as authentic as I can shows other people from different backgrounds and cultures that you don't need to be boxed in either. Let's rock. Let's celebrate. Let's take our cultures to the world and let's show the world that, you know, this place is beautiful and it's made up of all different groups of people from different parts of the globe, and we should all just be celebrating.
And you're currently touring around Australia and schools with your Walamba Youth Tour.
Yeah.
And you've been booked for 100 dates across five states. What's the tour about and how has it gone so far?
Walamba Youth Tour has been epic. We're probably a bit over halfway now, probably like 50 odd shows deep. It's just all about partying with the kids, celebrating and allowing the kids to learn about me, my story, and, you know, someone else's culture and being immersed in that. And we're doing that through just bringing them an epic concert. And within that epic concert, we touch on all different themes that I've gone through in my own journey, from grief and loss to, you know, losing friends. It's like all different kinds of things, domestic violence, whatever. And, you know, open up conversations. And it's been amazing. We've had epic parties where, you know, I've been trampled like twice, being swarmed. The party's just got so crazy. I've had a split lip. I've had banners trampled, but I've also had incredible, profound questions thrown my way of kids really reflecting and really being in the moment. And I've had parents reach out to me, you know, weeks on end after the shows, just giving their feedback on how their kids were impacted by the show. So it's like this epic, wild adventure, but within it, it's just full of beautiful depth and incredibly intimate, genuine, pure moments, because kids, you know, kids don't lie. If they don't like something, they're not going to sit there and pretend. So for us just going in, we just try and be as real as possible. And that's it. Just celebrate and allow the kids sort of come on that journey. It's been really cool.
Yeah. When you say celebrate, I can't help but say going to the context we're having this conversation on. It's just a few days before NIDOC Week.
Yeah.
And I'd like to say going to a question about NIDOC Week 2024.
Well, you know what, man? I just think it's just about, you know, whether it's keeping the fire burning, get up, stand up, show up. It's literally like just celebrating our culture, celebrating the survival of our culture, celebrating our achievements, and the idea of getting up, showing up, standing up, all that stuff, keeping the fire burning, whatever it is. It's about, you know, keeping our culture alive, keeping it strong, keeping community strong, celebrating community and just coming together amongst all the representation of statistics and just celebrating, mm-hmm. celebrating our people, celebrating our achievements, celebrating our survival, and just celebrating this beautiful life.
And looking beyond NIDOC Week, how can audiences continue to support First Nations musicians and communities throughout the year? Because it's not just about NIDOC Week. It should be something, I believe, throughout the year.
Of course, man. Just get online, get into our music, get into our film, you know, get people into your schools. Just open your hearts and minds and go and start. That's all you got to do. Start walking in it, start getting interested, start realizing that, you know, a lot of the fears you may have around us as Aboriginal people or stereotypes are based on secondhand knowledge. And you got to come into our communities and see and feel and partake in the beauty of our culture and feel the love of our elders and our old people and feel the joy of our kids and community and be immersed. And you will see how incredibly loving and beautiful and, you know, authentic our communities are.
Yeah. Now, Mitch Tambo, congratulations again on your new release, Tambo Jams Volume 1 and today.
Man, thank you so much for having me. And it's been a pleasure to just continue to chat with you over the years and come into studio to hang out with you and do interviews. And really appreciate your support, man, and wish you nothing but the best. And thanks again. Take care.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot.